So in the morning, they all got up. And after some more discourse, they told him that he should not depart till they had shown him the rarities of that place. First, they had him into the study, where they showed him records of the greatest antiquity, in which, as I remember in my dream, they showed him first the pedigree of the Lord of the Hill, that he was the son of the Ancient of Days, and came by an eternal generation. Here also were more fully recorded the acts that he had done.
These acts of the Lord of the Hill.
Yes?
They are so very brave. He be such a great warrior.
Yes, and such a warrior will he make of thee.
Can it be?
They showed him also the names of many hundreds that he had taken into his service, and how he had placed them in such habitations that could neither by length of days nor decays of nature be dissolved.
Then, if he can take ordinary ones such as these, and make of them great ones eternally, he can do the same for me.
'Tis his greatest pleasure. Come, look at the acts of some of them.
Then they read to him some of the worthy acts that some of his servants had done, as how they had subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of the lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, and turned to flight the armies of the alien.
Oh, that I might be a warrior such as these.
Thou canst. Come.
So they took him and had him into the armory, where they showed him all the weapons which their lord had provided for pilgrims, such as a sword, sharp and two-edged, shields, helmets, breastplates, all prayer, and shoes that would not wear out.
Oh, such sword and armor are like the very ones used by yon stout fellow, who hacked his way into the beautiful castle.
They are of the same substance, and made by the same smith.
I trow that if I could have use of such weapons as these, I too could make my way through any danger.
If you wish, you may.
Aye, but such armory, it must cost a king's ransom.
Yes, it was made by him who wove your garment.
Verily, is he also a smith?
Aye, and a weaver.
And a shepherd.
And a mighty general.
Would you like to wear of his armor?
Oh, I could never afford such a fine outfitting.
Neither could you ever afford your fine wedding garment. They both come without money, and without price.
Then yes, I would like to wear it.
So you shall. But first, since it is a clear day, we would show you something yet more. Come.
So they had him into the museum, where they showed him some of the engines with which some of his servants had done wonderful things.
Here be Moses' rod.
That by which he parted the sea and opened a river in the desert.
Yes, and here be the mallet and nail with which Jael slew Sisera.
A brave woman she.
Here are the trumpets and lamps.
And pieces of pitchers.
Wherewith Gideon put to flight the armies of Midian.
Oh my, and not a sword among the lot.
Aye, because they did depend on the word of God to do what it had promised to do. Namely, to fight for them on that night.
And what be this?
'Tis the ox's goad, wherewith Shamgar slew 600 men.
And here be the jawbone of an ass,
wherewith Samson slew 1,000.
Yes, and here,
the sling and stone which no doubt slew Goliath of Gath.
And here,
a sword, mightier and, ouch, sharper than all the others. Is it Goliath's?
No. 'Tis the sword with which our Lord will kill the man of sin in the day that Michael shall rise up.
They also showed him many other famous things, both ancient and modern, together with prophecies and predictions of things that have their certain accomplishments, both to the dread and amazement of enemies, and the comfort and solace of pilgrims. With all of these things was Christian much delighted.
These things shown me do give me courage to press on my way. May I be about my journey?
Two things more.
Being what?
The day is especially clear, and thou mayest see the delectable mountains.
Where?
Look to the south. Do you see yon pleasant mountains?
And so, looking as directed, he saw at a great distance a most pleasant mountainous country, beautified with woods, vineyards, fruits of all sorts, flowers and springs and fountains, very delectable to behold.
What is the name of this lovely country?
'Tis called Emmanuel's Land, and as surely as thou hast come to this hill, so thou must come thither.
I yearn to be there now. How much longer?
Longer than you wish. Sooner than you think.
And when once thou comest thence, thou mayest from there behold the very gate of the celestial city.
Truly?
Verily. There'll be shepherds there that shall point thee the way to look, and aid thy sight by lending thee of spy glasses.
Oh, I am now yet more eager to be put on my way. May I not go now?
There be one more thing yet to do.
What thing?
'Tis time to put on thine armor.
Such a thing I greatly covet to do.